This is a Memorial Day meditation based on a guilt-clearing visualization by Tess Whitehurst. You've heard it a million times, but it bears repeating. We all make mistakes, all of us. And while guilt can sometimes be a natural side effect of a mistake, especially when we perceive that mistake to have negatively affected another in some way, it never helps to hold on to it. In fact, guilt has such a challenging and sticky vibration that it can actually do even more harm to hang on to it than to let go of it. For example, if you're holding on to guilt toward a family member, that guilt will constantly hover between you, casting a shadow on your every interaction. And if you're holding on to guilt toward a deceased loved one, that deceased loved one may feel responsible for putting your mind at ease and therefore may be somewhat more tethered to the physical realm more than he or she prefers at this stage. Be assured that no matter how heavy and serious things may seem from this side of the veil, from the perspective of those who have crossed over, bygones really are bygones. The truth is, once something has happened, it's what happened. While, of course, asking for forgiveness and making amends is often a wise and appropriate thing to do, incessantly regretting what has happened is fighting against the truth, and you will always lose that fight. It's just a waste of energy, and it holds you back from being the best you in the present moment that you can possibly be. So for everyone's sake, let yourself off the hook and let go. And if you need a little extra help, give this visualization a try. And don't try this while driving or listen out loud while somebody else is driving. So find a place where you can sit or recline with your spine straight. Close your eyes and take some deep, conscious breaths as you notice any place where you are holding on to tension. Breathe into that tension and let it naturally dissolve. When you feel relaxed and open, visualize yourself standing in a gently rolling field of lavender at sunset on a warm evening. Even if you've never been in a field of lavender in real life, pretend that you know exactly what it looks, feels, and smells like. Notice the flowers gently swaying in the balmy breeze. Inhale the sweet, relaxing, strong scent as it wafts around you. Continue to breathe in, absorbing this scent, feeling the breeze on your skin. In time, you notice six angels standing in front of you, glowing with an almost blindingly bright white light. These angels are holding a bag made of white light, as if they're expecting you to place something into it. You look down and notice that you're wearing a pendant on a chain around your neck. This pendant is a small bottle filled with heavy, murky liquid. It is your guilt. As you remove it from your neck, you notice that it is quite heavy, much heavier than you expected. When you throw it into the glowing white bag, you feel so much lighter than you did before. Instantly, the angels close the glowing bag around it and wordlessly communicate that they will take it up to their heavenly realm, where it will be completely dissolved and transmuted into light. And then in a flash, they're gone. You glance up to see, just in time, to see them disappear into a cloud. Once again, breathe in and notice the lavender around you. Become aware that it is sentient and wise. Silently, the lavender assures you and gives you the strong feeling that you are safe and completely correct in letting go of your guilt. Emotions such as sadness or loss may remain as these move through the psyche in their own way and time. But there is no valid reason to keep hanging on to the guilt. Inhale the scent of the lavender once more. Feel it brush against your brow and your heart with energy and renewal. revel in the lightness, and feel confident in your ability to leave the past behind. You are free. Take a deep breath in, open your eyes, flick your fingers toward the ground 9 times, and then shake your hand, symbolically releasing any residual guilt into the energy of the earth. Becoming more present, coming back to the room, feeling wonderful, lighter, and freer.